from KQED.
Comprehensive immigration reform inched forward in Washington this week when a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives reached agreement on how to address key issues like a path to citizenship. No one has more riding on the outcome than the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. Many of them are young people, students anxious about their futures. As part of our series Graduation Day, Jasmine Lopez brings us the story of one high school senior struggling to balance his courage and his fears.
My name is Marco Perez. I am undocumented and unafraid.
Unafraid. It's taken Marco Perez a long time to openly say that he's undocumented. He grew up in Los Angeles, but always knew he was brought to the United States as a child without proper documentation. Marco says he's felt like an outsider his whole life. His biggest fear, deportation to Mexico, a country he doesn't know.
Literally like a bus.
At his high school in Boyle Heights, just east of downtown LA, Marco's part of the Dreamers Club. It's a peer support group for students like him.
Like, no human being is illegal, like immigration reform for everyone. You
know? In my sophomore year, I joined the Dreamers Club. I had other students, other peers who were undocumented like me. Because it wasn't like everybody in my high school was like, oh, hey, I'm undocumented. No, they would keep it a secret.
After a year in the club, Marco grew tired of living in fear and wanted to be proud of who he was. At 17, he did something that more and more undocumented students are willing to do.
Last year, I participated in civil disobedience to protest against Lee Baca and his unlawful deportations. But most importantly, I did it for myself. I thought that I needed that motivation, that courage.
Marco believed his protest against L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca was one way to free himself from the fears and shame he carried throughout his life. But with this courage came uncertainty. Marco was one of five undocumented students arrested that day. Since he came here as a child, he qualified for deferred action. The 2012 program allows young people like him to work here and be protected from deportation for 2 years. But his arrest threatened that.
It kind of made me just a little bit afraid that the one opportunity that has been given to me, possibly citizenship or even just this deferred action, might be taken away.
One afternoon, anxious to move forward with his deferred action application, Marco calls a lawyer in search of a clear answer. Was his record affected by the civil disobedience?
No, I just really thought that you were the lawyer representing me, but I guess I was wrong. Because I thought I had a case where I had to go to court and everything. Where can I just find out about my case? Who can I ask?
The lawyer isn't able to answer the question that's been eating away at Marco. But he and his mother continue with his deferred action application anyway. During a car ride through Boyle Heights, his mother tells him all they can do at this point is wait and see if it's God's will to make it happen. Marco's mother has to remind him to stay out of trouble and be on alert because of his status. She's scared about the future. He's scared too. He does well in school and just found out he received a scholarship to Cal State LA.
If I work hard here and get my PhD, my whatever it is, and somehow they somehow deport me, all my hard work would be for nothing.
Even something as simple as sneaking under a fence at a middle school field to play soccer with his friends has him on edge.
And I would just end up in a country where I can't really speak the language. And I would just have to start all over again. It's a very scary situation.
Get your quiz out and work on your quiz.
During a geometry tutoring session at Marco's school, he and his friends discuss college application deadlines. As a peer counselor, he often checks in to make sure his friends aren't falling behind.
I got rejected from Long Beach, so I don't want to go to San Diego. I don't know why I applied, but now I'm just scared.
I'm scared.
So I'm looking forward to graduation, going to college. I want to cling to the hope that I have that I can become a citizen in the United States. Because I just want to live like a normal life, you know. It's just stop being afraid, stop being embarrassed.
Marco's still waiting to hear back about his deferred action application. He's decided on Cal State LA, but he remains anxious, wondering if deportation looms around the corner. For the California Report, I'm Jasmine Lopez in Los Angeles.
That story was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Next week, our Graduation Day series continues with a straight-A student who uses poetry to navigate questions of race and isolation.